Texte numéro 68. North Koreans working as state-sponsored slaves in Qatar. Thousands of migrant labourers from North Korea are toiling for years on construction sites in Qatar for virtually no pay, including on the vast new metropolis that is the centrepiece of the World Cup, in what may amount to state-sponsored slavery. According to testimonies from workers and defectors, labourers from the reclusive state said they receive almost no salaries in person while in the Gulf Emirate during the 3 years they typically spend there. They work in the expectation they will collect their earnings when they return to North Korea. But according to a series of testimonies from defectors and experts, workers receive as little as 10% of their salaries when they go home, and some may receive nothing. The North Korean regime, led by Kim Jong-un, is currently subject to international sanctions as it continues to defy calls to end its nuclear program and address severe human rights abuses. A recent UN report accused the regime of crimes against humanity. The foreign currency earned by its overseas workforce is a crucial tool for propping up the isolated country's fragile economy. In the sprawling construction zone that will eventually become Qatar's gleaming $45 billion, £28 billion, Lusail City, where the 2022 World Cup final will be held, four construction sites are said to be using North Korean workers, although there is no suggestion they're involved in building World Cup stadiums. On one site, North Koreans battled biting desert sands and searing heat to construct a luxury residential tower. They laboured on as day turned to night, long after workers from other nationalities had left the site. A project manager of the lavish development said the workers didn't have a single rial themselves and borrow money from us if they need small things like cigarettes. The descriptions of the conditions North Korean workers endure in Qatar, abuse of vulnerability, withholding of wages, and excessive overtime, are highly indicative of state-sponsored trafficking for forced labour, a modern form of slavery, said Aidan McQuaid, the director of Anti-Slavery International. Sources in Qatar estimate there may be as many as 3,000 North Koreans working on projects across the Emirates. They are part of an army of workers the North Korean regime exports around the world to bring in much-needed foreign currency. According to defectors groups, there may be as many as 65,000 North Koreans abroad, mainly working in Russia, China, Mongolia, and the Middle East. Kim Ju-il, a former army officer who escaped North Korea in 2005, estimates that the Pyongyang government typically takes 70% of the total salary of workers abroad, and that after all fees, notionally for food and accommodation, have been paid, workers will be left with only 10% of their salary. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2014.